It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, what's going on? Welcome to the podcast, Brock Hunter.
Podcast time. Podcast time.
Podcast time. The Wicka 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 podcast.
What up, Rozelle?
Just kidding.
Was it Rozelle?
I don't know. It's B Rizzle for Shizzle on the ones and twos. What a terrible way to start out the podcast. Anyway, this morning I wanted to talk about, or on the podcast, I wanted to talk again about that mountain lion story. Okay, if you missed it, we talked about it during the WTF, and this runner in Colorado was out jogging at Horsetooth Mountain. This is northern Colorado, and he was attacked by a mountain lion. Okay, mm-hmm. This mountain lion comes up, rawr,
yeah,
attacks him.
Just
all right?
like that.
Rawr, I'm going to attack you. Rawr.
All right, Simba. Here we go.
Now, Simba was too busy banging that other lion. So the guy survived. He ended up actually killing the mountain lion.
Mm-hmm.
According to him, he choked the mountain lion. He literally
This is what I want to know.
To death.
What kind of choke? Because there's a lot of different kinds of chokes. That's what really interests. Did the guy like straight up like murder choke, like go to jail choke?
I mean,
or is he like doing the rear naked choke from MMA? Or
I think the smart
or did
play,
he throat chop it? What
I think the smart play would be the old, you know,
around the back.
The so you're behind and you do just the old reverse choke.
Yeah, let's think about the situation and scenario here. So the mountain lion attacks him. The mountain lion doesn't attack from he attacks the guy from behind.
He does. He says, so the mountain lion came up from behind and attacked him, was biting the guy's face and arms. He managed to break free, and then the guy went on the defense.
All right, scenario. So the guy
went on the attack.
The guy has his back towards it.
Yep.
He gets attacked, so obviously you fall and turn on your back, right, to fight this thing off?
That's what I would do.
So I'm guessing the choke was two hands around the neck.
You think so? It was like that.
So I think, if I would imagine, I would say that the lion was on top of him, and he got, no, because then the lion has free arms.
Here's what I think. Here's, if that scenario is possible. If you got long enough arms, you can stay out of reach. But, yeah, that thing's going to be clawing and
kicking. Still get your arms and whatnot, you know?
What I think happened was attacks, you throw the cat off, and then you jump on the cat's back. Armbar chokehold, done. Night-night.
I think you're right on
Enter
that.
Enter Sandman. Now, you're going to sleep.
Now, if it were me and he attacked me from behind, you obviously grab him by the head. You fireman throw him over your throat, your shoulder.
Yep.
Throw him in a banana split, maybe. But the lions have short little legs.
No,
so I was thinking maybe more
that.
Guillotine. If you got your arm around his neck and you really stretched him out. But yet again, those legs are too short.
I
think the rear naked choke is the way to go.
Just talking about that. You got your legs around his bottom legs.
Mm-hmm.
And then one arm locked up and because that's where your power is, right there.
Yeah.
Right in the bend of the elbow. And if you got that tight up there, done. Game over.
Now, do you get a penalty point for throwing him over your shoulder? Because it's not freestyle. This is Greco-Roman.
2-point takedown.
Right.
2 reversal. Tap out rules. Right. All right. Here's the thing. I'm an outdoorsy guy.
Yeah.
I can survive in the wilderness pretty well. But honestly, even the man that I am, I don't know if I would be able to center myself enough to, like, I think about, like, in the ocean. Like, think about that. In the ocean, you're attacked by a shark. You think you're going to have, but people survive shark attacks.
Yeah, it's because the shark wasn't interested. That's why. It's not because of them.
No, punch him in the gills. Actually, they say you're not supposed to.
You say you punch him in the nose.
Is that what it is, punch him in the nose?
The shark's noses are so sensitive to smell. If you ever been punched in the nose, you're like, you get that, like, iron smell. You know that, like, iron taste in your mouth?
Yeah.
I have no idea what the shark feels.
That's your blood, isn't it?
Yeah.
Either way, like, I think about that. You know, you think about bears. You think about mountain lions. I mean,
here's the thing. So if you're in the situation, in the scenario, I would never think that I could, you know, choke out a mountain lion or out-wrestle a bear and get away alive.
Yeah.
But the human body's weird, man. And when it comes to situations where you have to survive and there's no choice for you to fight back, and do every, you know, what do they call it? The fight or flight? Fight or flight.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when it comes down to crunch time, you'd be amazed what grandma could do.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you've heard stories of, like, people lifting cars and everything, the adrenaline, all your muscles firing at once.
You know?
That's the thing is, we actually really don't know the strength of the human body of all the muscles because all the muscles don't work at the same time.
Right.
I remember reading somewhere, like, if you were to take, like, all the muscles in the body and, like, have them pull mm-hmm. in one direction, like, the amount of strength is insane.
Well, the amount of strength in your jaw alone
yeah.
is insane.
Yeah. Especially yours on a Saturday
up.
Night.
Shut up.
Hog up.
I knew
hog
that.
Up. Hog up.
Set myself up.
Hog up. You know how to take care of that mountain lion, don't you?
Oh, for
that thing's
going
to need a cigarette afterwards.
You know what?
You bitch.
I was trying to be serious.
I ruined it.
You ruined it.
I just, because like I said, it's there's part of me that's like, okay, Kiki and I are out in the woods, and all of a sudden a mountain lion comes, and it's like, am I a man enough or like know enough to like choke out that lion? It's hard to say.
It's hard to say, man, you know? And it's situational. You know, it's crazy what, you know what? Do you ever feel like this? I feel like this sometimes, that I can look an animal in the face and have that animal understand what I am portraying to that animal. You get what I'm coming from? If I'm in the woods, for some reason, if I get big and I stare at an animal, I feel like it knows what I'm thinking.
How high are you right now?
You know what?
What are you, Crocodile Dundee with the water buffalo?
I honestly think so, man. I honestly think so.
I think animals, all joking aside.
You're not dumb, dude.
All joking aside, animals, one, their sense of smell. Our bodies, the other day you were reading
an animal knows that a human could tear it up. Any animal. I don't care what it is.
I don't know about that because
there's fear in animals.
But well, there's fear of unknown creatures in that sense. I think very few grizzly bears are afraid of us, but they also are. That's why they tell you to make noise when you're walking through the grizzly bear infested woods. Mm-hmm. It's because noise they're going to stay away from. But if you come across one, that's where it's dangerous. Now, like I was saying, was you were reading that story the other day about you were like, How do diabetes sensing dogs? You read mm-hmm. this thing about
how do they sense low blood sugar? It's weird.
And you read about it and how they smell it on the breath.
Yeah.
So the breath.
The ketones on your breath, they can smell.
So now that's just a dog doing that for a human. Animals, they sense things differently than we do. Whether it's smell, I'm sure when we're scared, our body makes a totally different odor. Of course mm-hmm. it does. You know, we're perspirating and everything like that.
And that's what I'm saying. In the wild, the animals aren't dumb. They know. They're fearful just like us, man. They don't want to fight you.
And the fact that this mountain lion attacked either means it was hungry. Because most times, if it's a full animal, it's not going to go on the attack.
In a survival situation, you're going to fight.
Or you're
screwed.
Or it did have, really, you know what? This mountain lion was probably protecting its cubs. This guy's a dick.
You know?
He killed his... Hey. It's like Bambi's dad all over mom all over again. Jeez.
You killed Mufasa.
Kids come up, Mom?
Yeah.
Mom?
You know?
I think, dude, it's crazy. I have thought about that all the time, especially like when we were in Montana. Mm-hmm. And of course, everyone's like, dude, watch out for bears. Didn't see a single bear.
Yeah.
But...
Wouldn't want to, really.
No, I wouldn't either, especially a grizzly bear. I feel like a black bear... Because black bears, they say, make a lot of noise, get big, and honestly, punch it right in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Grizzly bear, you're supposed to lay down in the fetal position and just not move. Protect your organs and hope that the bear gets bored with you.
Yeah, protect your vitals, man.
But black bears, they say, you know what? Honestly, if that thing comes square up in the nose,
yeah,
fuck, you just smoke
Boom.
It. Just smoke it. I'd like to see that. Come on. Like that guy punching that kangaroo.
Yeah.
Remember that
one? Kangaroo didn't want any part of it.
Oh, damn, you dude. Know?
My dad's got a buddy who he's got a stuffed and mounted bear that's like 12 feet tall and things ridiculous, and he shot it himself. But the bear attacked the group and attacked my dad's buddy. And no, it was my dad's buddy's dad. What happened? They're on a cliff, and the bear comes over the cliff out of nowhere. Surprise attack.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't even hear the thing.
Yeah.
And literally, the guy turns around, looks up. The bear's up on his hind legs.
Yeah.
12 feet, dude. I mean, imagine that.
Big old bear.
Falls back on his back, and the guy had a massive shotgun, elephant gun, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And put two in the chest. And the bear, as he's falling on his back, the bear runs away.
Yeah.
And doesn't die until like a mile away.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, he said point blank, two in the heart.
Yeah.
And the thing just...
If you think about a big old grizzly bear, like a
dude, that's terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
dude.
Those things are in Michigan.
Yeah, yeah. Up north.
Everybody, like you said, it'd be nice to see a bear, but maybe from like a mile away.
Yeah. Like, oh, cool. Look at that bear really far away.
You know?
Good. Stay there.
But that thing growling in your face, slobbering.
But even having the wherewithal to go, okay, gun up, pull the trigger, aim, everything like that. There's times where
you know
like,
what I would do?
Yeah.
I would fall back, pull up the gun, cock it, fall back on my back, and put the tip of that gun in my mouth.
You're going to make that shot.
And just end it. End it
after,
there.
After I messed my shorts, I would just, yep, end it. Because that's the
imagine,
only reason.
Imagine getting mauled.
And this guy, and mountain lions are no joke either. That mountain lion will go right for the jugular, dude. They're big cats, you know?
Imagine getting mauled by a bear.
I don't want to. No, stop.
It's slow.
Yeah.
Painful.
Just eating you.
Till you can feel
the claws ripping at you, just getting your face.
And you know it's on your back because you're on your stomach protecting, you know, your vitals.
Yep.
And he's just claw. Ah!
Dead.
Dude, we're inside right now, right?
Dead, man.
I'm never going camping again.
Dead, bro. All right. Well, don't go out in the woods with Hunter because he's not going to be any help.
He's a pussy.
Just end it, Mr. Bear.
Why do you have like 6 guns with you, man?
Oh, God. You have a bazooka? What is a bazooka
They're
for?
They're all loaded with the safety off.
I think you're being a little too precautious. All right, that's going to do it. Be careful out there in the woods, you know, fighting mountain lions and bears and whatnot.
You know, another thing, bear mace. Is that you really feel protected with bear mace?
The funny thing about bear mace is you spray it, hope that the bear, and you're not even supposed to spray it like in the bear's face. You're supposed to make a cloud around you.
Yeah.
So when the bear comes through it,
it comes into
will hopefully slow down and then you get out of there. Because you're not supposed to hang around because then, guess what? Bear mace, then other bears will come to where that smell is.
And if you have to get to that point, just a quick tip. Spray it downwind.
Yeah, spray it downwind. Don't run into the cloud.
You know?
Don't run into the cloud. You're going to be screwed. All right, that's going to do it for this podcast. Check out more on our website where you found this podcast, WIRX.com. As always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., 107.1 on your FM dial. It's a lot of fun, and we want you to check it out. So until then.
Don't you go dying on me now.
Hey, bear fucker. Do you need our assistance?
That's funny, dude.